This is Big F and Joe, and you're listening to the Memphis Continental Wrestling Podcast. Without Memphis, there'd be no hardcore, and obviously we all know where that leads. Live your best life, die your best death.
You know, I've been in this industry for a long, long time. And you know, I got my start right there in Memphis, Tennessee. So what better person than to give a little intro to the only podcast in the UK that specifically talks about Memphis wrestling? That's right. We're talking about Memphis Continental Wrestling Cast. Folks, sit back, grab you a cup of hot tea. Hope you enjoy it. Memphis Continental Wrestling Cast.
Got a doggone good-looking show lined up.
This is the future, baby, and Jimmy Hart's here. You're not in the same caliber as I am.
Who's the greatest wrestler in the world, and why am I?
You're acting like a hoodlum now. Come on, quit it!
Hello again, wrestling fans, and welcome to the Studios with Old Bakery as we get ready to give you another exciting week here at the UK's number one and only Memphis wrestling related podcast. We are the Memphis Continental Wrestling Cast. I am, as always, your host, Mr. Luke Jennings, hoping the podcast finds you fine and dandy. Please do not forget to follow us on Twitter at Old Bakery Pro and hit the subscribe button here on our one of two homes, the Place to Be Wrestling Network, home of great shows such as Wrestling's Chicken Salad, PTB Weekend Special, PTBN's Main Event, Nation Invasion, High Rated Impact Zone, and so many other great shows brought to you on a near daily basis. You can follow the network on Twitter at PTBN Wrestling. We are also here on our second home for the second week, the Wrestlecopia Network, home of the hard-working Ray Russell, who brings you such great shows such as a Wrestling Memory Grenade covering the WWF now in January 1988. He also does the Regional Wrestling Show with where he co-hosts with Jamie Ward covering the 1981 Georgia or 1986 with Roman Gomez and UWF. He's also covering 1985 and Memphis. He's also he's also got the Wrestling Stoop with Bob Roop, as well as many, many other great shows. You can follow the network on Twitter at WrestleCopia, WrestleCopia. And don't forget to follow our sister network, the North-South Connection, available again on all good podcast suppliers. They're bringing you such great shows as New Gen on a Mission, Wrestling Warzone, The Jenny Position, A La Carte with Keithy, Extreme Three-Way Dance, Chronoso, and many, many other great shows. You can follow the guys over there on the network at NoSoPod Network. Speaking of Chronoso, we were on a recent, a couple of weeks ago, episode of Chronoso, and we're going to be on another one in December. So if you like to hear what we do, but covering a match at a time in a segment, we covered the Rockers versus the Brainbusters, January 1989. We're also covering Tito Santana versus Rick Rude from February of 1989, and we're also covering Brutus Beefcake versus Rick Rude from Saturday night's main event, March 89, I think, just before WrestleMania 5. You can also find the North-South Connection on YouTube. Just search YouTube North-South Connection and you'll find them on there. They have a some of them, they have video-only podcasts. They also have video/audio podcasts. You can also find us on YouTube, youtube.com/@MemphisCast. You can also find us on prowrestlingtees.com/MemphisCast if you want to buy a piece of merchandise. While you're out and about online, please visit whenitwascool.com for podcast articles and much more on retro pop culture, comics, wrestling, movies, TV, toys, history, and more. Now, this week we're covering the 21st of January 1984. Last week we covered the 7th to the 14th, where we saw Nick Bockwinkel, brawls, danger zones, as well as all the usual awesomeness in the Memphis territory. Before we head down to ringside, let's have a quick look at what's been happening this last week around the rest of the wrestling world. On the 15th of January 1984, Georgia Championship Wrestling held a show at the Omni in Atlanta. Buzz Sawyer battled Joe LaDuke to a double disqualification. Johnny Rich defeated NWA National Champion Ted DiBiase in a non-title match. Jerry Briscoe, Brett Wayne Sawyer and Bugsy McGraw defeated the Road Warriors and Killer Carl Coop. What a threesome. Jake Roberts battled Jerry Lawler to a double disqualification. Ronnie Garvin defeated, drew with Pez Watley to a draw. Pez! Tommy Rogers defeated NWA World Junior Champion Liz Thornton to apparently run the title, but the decision was reversed on television. Also on the 15th, JCP and NWA hold a show in the Greensboro Coliseum, Greensboro, North Kakalaki, 5,109, witnessed Barry Orton defeating Sam Houston. Angela Mosca Jr. defeated Gene Anderson. The Big Head and the Lad defeated Angela Mosca Sr. NWA World Tag Team Champions Bob Orton Jr. and Don Canoodle defeated Wahoo McDaniel and Mark Youngblood. Ricky Steamboat defeated Ivan Koloff. Dusty Rhodes, Jimmy Valiant and Baron Von Raschke defeated Paul Jones and the Assassins, that being Jody Hamilton and Hercules Hernandez. Greg Valentine defeated NWA United States Champion Dick Slater by disqualification. Also on the 15th, in Orlando, Florida, NWA World Champion Ric Flair battled Mike Rotunda to a draw. Also on the 15th, AWA holds a show in St. Paul, Minnesota. They are now in the pre-Hogan stage of AWA. Hogan has gone. He's gone back to New York. 11,000 people witnessed the Crusher and Mad Dog for Sean Bay beating Nick Bockwinkel and Blackjack Mulligan. Blackjack Lanza comes to ringside and talks to Mulligan into abandoning Bockwinkel, leaving him to be beaten in a handicap match. Jesse Ventura and Mr. Saito defeat Billy Robinson and Brad Rangins. Jim Brunzel defeated Billy Graham. I guess a superstar Billy Graham. I don't know. Steve Regal. Not that one. Defeated Buck Zumhoff. Blackjack Lanza defeats Bobby Heenan in a bunkhouse match. That's got to be coming towards the end of Ventura and Bobby Heenan. They've got to be coming towards the end. No, sorry. Bobby's there till the summer. I think he comes into WWF like September. I can't remember when Ventura goes. I don't think Ventura's far from going. Again, also on the 15th in Pittsfield, Massachusetts, in the Boys Club, WWF holds a show, their main event, the Iron Sheik, defeating and successfully defending the world title against Ivan Putski. 16th of January 1984, Southeastern Championship Wrestling, there is a Loser Leaves Town match that is contested between Robert Fuller and Joe LeDuc. Joe LeDuc is going bye-bye. 17th of January in St. Augustine, Florida, Dusty Rhodes defeats NWA World Champion Ric Flair by disqualification. 18th of January 1984, Tampa, Florida, Kendo Nagasaki defeats Mike Rotunda to win the NWA Florida title. Also on the 18th, in Warren, Ohio, in the WD Packard Music Hall, the main event is Bob Backlund fighting Iron Sheik to a no contest. 19th of January, in Monongahela, Pennsylvania. Monongahela, Pennsylvania. I'm going to go for that. In the Ringgold High School, Bob Backlund defeats the Iron Sheik by disqualification. 20th of January 1984, there is even a television taping in the Sportatorium for World Class Championship Wrestling, and there is going to be Kerry Von Erich defeating Kamala by disqualification. Kerry Von Erich and Iceman King Parsons and Chris Adams defeating the Super Destroyers and Missing Link. Billy White Cloud defeats Jimmy Garvin by disqualification. Mike Von Erich defeats Ron Cheatham. Also on the 20th, Pittsburgh, PA, Civic Arena, main event, Iron Sheik defeats Chief J. Strongbow. Also on the 20th, in Calgary, Canada, Killer Khan defeats the Mongolian Stomper to win the North American title. And then finally, on this day, 21st of January 1984, in Sarasota, Florida, Dusty Rhodes defeats NWA World Champion Ric Flair by disqualification. And finally, the WWF holds a show in the Spectrum in Philadelphia, PA, 15,700 witnesses. Eddie Gilbert wrestling Rene Goulet to a time limit draw. Sweet Hansen defeating Paul Vachon. The Invaders defeating Charlie Fulton and Mr. Fuji. WWF World Heavyweight Champion Iron Sheik. Jesus Christ, wrestled Tito Santana to a double disqualification. WWF Intercontinental Champion Don Morocco defeats Salvatore Belomo. The Masked Superstar defeats Bob Backlund by countout. Haiti Kid and Tiger Jackson. Yeah. Defeated Dana Carpenter and Puncher Boy. Andre the Giant, Jimmy Snuka, Rocky Johnson and Tony Atlas defeat Sergeant Slaughter and the Wild Samoans, that being Afa, Sika and Samula, 2-1. That, ladies and gentlemen, that was a busy week in the world of professional wrestling. And without further ado, let's head down to Lance and Dave to see what we've got in store for this episode as we cover the 21st of January 1984 on episode 133 of the Memphis Continental Wrestling Cast. Please enjoy!
And ultimately, one of the teams got beat. Let's take a look at the highlights.
And it is something else.
Now both the Moondogs back in. Steve Kern down on the...
For seeing footage from last week, Moondogs versus the Fabs. This is Loser Leaves Town. Paul Morton's wearing a black and white striped shirt for some reason. Obviously, this is a full episode. I think we've just probably missed maybe the intro just about, because the episode is 55 minutes long. Going forward now, we are pretty much one show a week. But so this match, there's a lot of blood. Looks like the Moondogs have been bleeding. Can't see about Stan and Steve, but I'd imagine they probably are. Steve Kern's on the outside with a Moondog. Moondog's trying to get him on the table, but Moondog now falls off the table, followed by a shot by Steve. Stan, there's a lot of blood here. Both Moondogs, but everyone, all four men are bleeding. The canvas is stained. Jimmy Hart's on the outside. Oh, Steve with a big punch to the Moondog. Oh, big kick now to the Moondog on the outside. Stan's going for a pile driver in the middle of the ring. No, but the Moondog's trying to block it. Stan's trying to get it, and the Moondog blocks it. Back drop. Oh, he went for an elbow drop, but it just missed. Stan just got out of the way. Jimmy Hart's on the apron. Pacing up and down, trying to get his Moondog's baby to win. He doesn't want to see his Moondog's leave the territory. Oh, Stan with the headbutt to the Moondog in the ring. What else happened on this card? Let's have a look. Oh, there's a table in the ring. So this is from 16th. Yes. So we had Mr. Ebony versus Terry Gibbs. The Zambui Express against Art Cruz and Jerry Gray. King Kongo against Stagger Lee. In a no disqualification Mid-America title match, Randy Savage versus Dutch Machine. The Bruise Brothers versus the A-Team. Jerry Lawler versus Killer Carl Coop. We had this match. We had Austin Idol against Sabu. Ken Patera and Jerry Blackwell going up against the Rock and Roll Express. So there's a table in the ring. There's a chair in the ring. All four men are back in the ring. Moondog's got a chair. Oh, it's in the gut. Stan Lane goes for the cover. Paul Morton's got his ref back. Paul Morton comes across. One, two. Stan Lane's got his foot on the ropes. Jimmy Hart complaining of a slow count and fucking everything, because Paul Morton is the drizzling shits. No offence to Paul Morton. Slightly better than Earl Hebner. So the Moondogs are trying to set this table up. Steve's on the apron on the outside. Oh, Stan went head first into that table. It's a big, thick table, not your tables you see nowadays. So Moondog's got Dan drops him with a back suplex. Jimmy Hart's back on the apron. Moondog goes for the cover, but he can't get the pin. Comes over, gets on the floor eventually. One, two, kick out. Was it last week we saw Paul Morton do a count, and it was fucking, what'd you say? The fastest count known to fucking man.
As he wraps his feet around the ropes.
So I hope everyone's well out there in the world. It's a crazy time, as always. Things happening in this country and that country and all over the country. It's all sometimes a bit of a mess. It all sometimes can get on top of you. Life can get on top of you sometimes, but hopefully we are here to give you a little bit of an outlet to the world here each and every week, be it here in Memphis or Hamburg All-Stars, Monday Night Project, anything we do, anything any of the guys do out there in the podcast world. Hopefully it gives you that little bit of just escapism for an hour or so each and every week, be it OVP or Booking the Territory or Greetings from Allentown or anything Conrad does or anything anyone does, really. To me, we're out there, I'm out here just trying to make everyone's life a little bit happier and have a nice time. If you follow us on Twitter at Old Bakery Pro, you'll know that we share everything that everyone does, you know. And just like, to me, the podcasting world is just a big family. There are some out there who want to be the best and all this kind of thing and want to get good numbers, and I want to get good numbers, don't get me wrong, but you know, I like to try and be nice and share other people's work and do that, all that, you know, just be nice. But these four men are still brawling in the ring. Blood, absolute, the amount of blood these guys have lost is probably going to be pretty dangerous. But like we said, blood all in the canvas. That may be from this match. It may have been from other matches, obviously. There may have been blood shed. Steve's got the table over his head. Moondog's trying to stop him. Stan throws the table outside. Stan works over the other Moondog. Stan and Steve have swapped Moondogs now. They're working over. Both got them in a headlock, so they're going to try and ram each other in. And... oh! Down goes Steve. Down goes one of the Moondogs. The other Moondog picks up Stan. They go, oh! Go flying over the top rope. Both men. Holy moly. Moondog went for a slam. And then Steve positioned his weight, so they went over the top rope. Police are walking around. Moondog grabbed Paul Morton by the ankle, so Jimmy Hart's now in the ring, putting the other Moondog over on Stan. Oh, sorry, Steve. Sorry, you can't tell. One, two, kick out, kick out, kick out. Crowd go absolutely bananas for that kick out. Holy moly. Talk about a close fall. Steve kicked out, Steve kicked out. Stan's on the outside, wailing away on the other Moondog, trying to get him back in the ring. Another Moondog's holding Jimmy Hart while the referee's distracted again. Where's Jimmy going? Jimmy's not got what he wants, I don't think. Jimmy's got... no. Jimmy now claws back into the ring. The other Moondog's trying to hold Steve. Jimmy didn't have what he needed, I don't think. He's got what he needs now. Powder! Oh, no! Steve ducked the powder. Steve ducked the powder. Steve's got the Moondog and he pile drives him. Good God, that canvas. Steve with the cover now. Who the hell is this? Oh, it's the other Moondog, sorry. The other Moondog's now back in the ring. He's got that big bone. He's got that big ham hock. He's on the second rope on the inside with that big bone. And, oh, he missed, he missed, he missed. Steve pressures near the Moondog. He's got hold of the Moondog. Stands in the cover. Stands in for the cover. One, two. You fucking arse, absolute asshole. That pin. That fucking pin count was absolute fucking bullshit. Fucking Paul Morton.
This championship wrestling, I guess, about as much as any.
Chance with this guy at all, man. Burt Reynolds was going hard when this man comes in the room. I promise you this, girls, when you see this man, and I'm fixing to bring him out very shortly, when you see this man, you're going to forget about the Fabulous Ones forever. And I'm going to bring him out right now. Ladies and gentlemen, and I use the word ladies and gentlemen very, very loosely, Mr. Rick Rude, the next sex symbol professional wrestling. Look at him. Look at him. That's right. Woo!
Oh, I didn't realise Rude was coming in this time. I thought he was later in the spring. Rick Rude is here, ladies and gentlemen. Rick Rude.
Welcome to Championship Wrestling.
Lance Russell.
That's right.
You step back a little bit. You're breathing my air.
Okay, Rick. I can see we've got another member of the family that we're going to love around here, Jim.
Don't be bashful. You know, just tell him, baby, anything you want to talk to the people about or anything, tell them how good-looking you really are, and they can see how good-looking you are, baby. Look at this man. Is he not a sex symbol? Listen at that.
Just take a look.
Take a look. Take a look, baby. Go ahead, baby.
I just can't believe, you know, I've seen pictures of these Fabulous Ones, but I don't understand what's so fabulous about them.
Well, they've got quite a reputation, and they've lived up to it, too, in the ring.
I floss my teeth with those boys. I can't believe it.
That's right. Floss my teeth with them. And look at Angel. Isn't she beautiful? Isn't
she beautiful? Young lady, yes.
You know, Rick, why don't we go and show them? Now, everybody knows how good-looking you really are right now and how beautiful Angel. Why don't we show them what you can do in the ring with this Jerry Gray kid right now?
Marvelous idea.
Beautiful, baby. Come on, Angel.
Rick Rude, our first look at the new family member. As a matter of fact, to him. Okay, Jimmy, you've already done your sell job on him. Let's see what he can do up there in the ring.
Come on,
Oh, boy, Dave.
Well,
this is even more spectacular than just the two title matches that we got coming. Yeah, we've got Rick Rude here today.
Oh, we do indeed. And a one-fall, 10-minute time limit match coming up here.
So the match is skipped. We've got a 55-minute episode, so I don't know what's going on here. But Rick Rude is... I just want to pause this because I want to see King Conga. Rick Rude has been wrestling since 1982. He started in Mid-Atlantic. He went to then Georgia in 1983. It was Rick Rude as in double R-D, as in Rude, as in Robin. Yeah, Rude, yeah. So then he went to Mid-South in the fall of 83. And he is there until he comes here. He defeats Jerry Gray, I believe. Yes, and then he wrestles him this coming Monday. And he is here until, I believe, 84? Late 84? Yeah, late 84. So he's basically the whole calendar year. He's going to be part of the First Family, teaming with... Bundy, King Kong Bundy is coming in the area as well pretty soon, but I want to see this now because it's going to be King Conga.
But he is a big, tough son of a gun out of the streets of New York. Let's take a look at some of the highlights of a bout that he had with Stagger Lee.
King Conga, we've seen him in action. We saw him wrestle against Terry Taylor. You all know Terry, a former Southern heavyweight champion.
So we're here at the Mid-South Coliseum. We've got Stagger Lee, purple mask, purple trousers, white boots, going to be against King Conga, the arched, soon to be known as the Barbarian. He is black trunks, black boots. He's got his mohawk haircut, bit of face paint on, clobbering Stagger Lee in the corner. So yeah, this episode is 55 minutes. I thought we were going to be getting more studio matches, so we definitely should be next week. Big back over by Conga. King Conga very happy with his work here. Stagger Lee trying to do something, but the big King Conga is a mammoth of a man. Stagger Lee, oh, right hand. King Conga just shakes it off. Oh, and again, just shakes it off. Stagger Lee, no idea what to do here. Colin Elbow. Oh, big clobber and forearm by King Conga. No manager by the looks of it, so whether or not he'll get one, I don't know. Stagger Lee being put over the shoulder of King Conga and drops him fruit first across the top rope. The big bad man from Tonga. Future faces of fear. Future powers of pain. Gorilla press now by King Conga. Oh, slams Stagger Lee down hard. King Conga off the ropes. Drops a leg. Goes for the cover. One, two, three. Very impressive debut on the podcast for King Conga.
Beating Terry Taylor and Stagger Lee on successive weeks. King
Indeed.
Conga. And boy, let me tell you, he is a big one, and I certainly would rather be sitting where we are, Dave, than be in Robert Reed's shoes when he has to climb of New York City. King Conga, the winner in Robert in 129, as Robert's being helped out by the referee. Well, one of Jimmy Hart's favorite guys
James
coming up right
J.
now. James J. Dillon. Dillon had some words that we wanted to be sure to let you hear them.
Jerry the King Lawler. You know, each week I've been taking time from my busy schedule to watch by special satellite hookup from my penthouse just to see what kind of effect my presence has had on you. And I know that you're trying to ignore me. I saw Jimmy Hart make a play, a desperate play, to try and join forces with you to nip it in the bud, I think he said. And you put him down, so I think Mr. Jimmy Hart is already starting to understand where he stands in this situation. Now, I know, Jerry Lawler, that at this point, for whatever your motives, you're trying to ignore me. I mean, you got your own television show in Memphis. You're a big star in Louisville, in Evansville, in Lexington, in Nashville, New York, and Tokyo. Just like I am.
and that's the important bottom line. So if you want to play a waiting game with me, Mr. Lawler, I'll play your game for the time being, because I feel that I hold all of the aces. See, when you talk about a waiting game, the Zambui Express, Mr. Elijah Akeem, Mr. Kareem Muhammad, a combined weight of over 650 pounds. And see, Mr. Lawler, when you talk about waiting, you're talking about 200 years of misery, 200 years of chains that have bound the Zambui Express. And after 200 years, they're tired. They are going to break the chains. They're not waiting for somebody to come along and unlock the key. And when you're as big as the Zambui Express, you can do as you please. And when you have James J. Dillon behind you, well, I'm not going to expound on that. But King Conga, King Conga from the streets of New York, fought for everything he's ever had, and now he's fighting not for his life, not for a place to sleep, not for a meal to eat, but he's fighting for the almighty dollar and James J. Dillon. And when you wave money in front of people's faces, you get things done. Lawler, when we fish in the state of Florida, we chum up the water. Chum up the water. We take the small fish and cut them into little pieces. And that's just what King Conga is doing now. We're waiting for the big daddy to come along. I'm talking about you, Lawler, because that's all I want. I don't want the small fish in the pond. I want you. And when you come after the chum, I'm waiting with the big hook, and I'm going to get you.
James J. Dillon expounding and expounding. And he is, one thing I'll say for him, he does deliver some monsters.
Well, he does. Boy. He's.
We got time to take out right now. Then we're coming back with a Southern Tag Team Championship match in just a moment.
The Zambui Express. And as Lance said, we had we hope to get a look at him right here. Right now, promoter Eddie Marlin with the King. Lance, you have
word on? The fabulous ones have not arrived, is my understanding, right?
And Lance, I know they wrestled up in Kentucky last night. There's some bad roads up there, bad weather. So I talked to Jerry Lawler, and he agreed to go on with his match now to give the fabulous ones a little more time to be here. We're still hoping for him to be here.
Okay, it's a little early, Jerry, but thank you for agreeing to the switch on it. So don't give it up. We are going to have the Southern Heavyweight title match before the Southern Tag title match, which is no bad bill of fare. And boy, I am really interested in this bout coming up, Dave, because the challenger for the title is going to be Jimmy Hart's Sabu the Wild Man. Now, let's turn the time back. This guy upset Lawler and won that Southern crown.
He did indeed.
He's coming up again today. All right, Davey.
Former title holder, introducing at 234 pounds from the Fiji Islands with his manager, Jimmy Hart, Sabu, the Wild Man. And the champion, 234 pounds out of Memphis, Tennessee, the King, Jerry Lawler. This title match, one fall, 30 minutes, the special time limit, 30-minute time limit, and the Southern Heavyweight Championship belt is on the line.
So we've got Southern title match here. Sabu, the Wild Man, being accompanied to the ring by Jimmy Hart, going against champion Jerry Lawler. As Lance said, stated, we have seen Sabu defeat Jerry Lawler before. Sabu is wearing black trunks, no boots. Jerry Lawler, black and blue singlet, white boots. Jerry Calhoun's our referee. And the bell has rung. The bell is about to ring. And we are underway. James J. Dillon on the back end of this match. He's bringing in a lot of guys from Florida. Zambui Express, King Conga. He wants Jerry Lawler. He wants to come after the big fish, not the little fish. Both men are circling. Conner tap. Riffman Jocelyn. Sabu pushed into the corner. We're going to get a clean break. No, hip toss by Lawler. Out of the corner goes Sabu. Grau getting on Jimmy Hart's case.
And he wanted this match on television because a lot of people remember that upset when Sabu
and Jimmy Hart complaining of a trunk pull. Conner over top. Sabu pushes Lawler into the corner. Oh, right hand by Sabu.
Hart still talking over there, yeah.
He's still making the big pitch to Lawler right while the match is going on. Right at the moment, Sabu seems to have the better of it.
Both men circling again, following after Sabu hit Lawler with a thrust. Lawler now pushes Sabu into the corner. Oh, punch right in the nose. Right hand, right on the old proboscis. Both men circling again. Both men circle. Colin elbow. Lawler pushes Sabu into the corner. Lawler's got his arms down by turn it. Oh, right again on the nose.
Jerry's a hip guy. He's been around. He's very, very smart in the ring. And he knows Hart's family members. He knows what kind of tricks they'll pull. Lawler finally pleading with the referee, get him down in the chair and make him shut up. He can put him in the chair. I don't think he can shut him up. Lawler could shut him up.
Looks like we're going to get a test of strength here. Both guys hooking the fingers, hooking the hands. Oh! Lawler just steps on the bare feet of Sabu and then knocks him down with the right hand. Sabu getting some words of wisdom by Jimmy Hart. Both men circling again. Lawler trying to kick him. He's trying to stomp on the feet again. Just Sabu backs off into the corner.
Conference with manager Jimmy Hart. Right in the middle of the ring, Sabu forcing Lawler back into the turnbuckle. It's a chop, wow.
Sabu has been wrestling since 1976, starting off in Canada, wrestled as Tammy Samoa, went to the Pacific Northwest. He also wrestled for, who else has he wrestled for? Mid-Atlantic, Coco Samoa, Mid-South as Coco Samoa. He goes to Florida as well, Coco Samoa. His last match is in 1997. He unfortunately passed away. He passed away in 2007, aged 62. He was also known as Jack Snooker. Coco Samoa, Tama Samoa, Tammy Samoa. He is actually American Samoan, so he's, you know, he's not sort of doing anything wrong. He's now in control of Jerry Lawler though, after ramming his head into the top turnbuckle, and now a headbutt to the chest. Leaping headbutt to the chest by Sabu. And again with a fallen headbutt. Goes for the cover. One, two, kick out. And beautiful standing leg drop there by. Jumping leg drop by Sabu. And again, goes for the cover. One, two, kick out by Jerry. Went for the third leg drop, but now Jerry Lawler gets up. Jerry Lawler's dropped the strap, which means power up, man, power up. Kogo Samoa going head first at the top turnbuckle. Not once, not twice, but thrice, four times. Five, six, seven. Holy moly, Sabu. Oh, knocked down with the right hand. And a snap mare by Lawler. Pummeling Sabu now with those right hands to the forward. Piston-like right hands. Lawler now off the ropes. Oh, misses an elbow. Sabu got out of the way just. Sabu now off the ropes. Oh, shoulder tackle. Down goes Lawler. And again. What the hell just happened there? Jimmy Hart just tripped Sabu. What the hell? LJ Lawler drops an elbow. One, two, three. The winner of the match, Jerry Lawler? What the hell happened there?
With the aid, you saw what I saw today.
I'm stunned. Hart tripped Sabu. Sabu over by the ropes. He was going to use the ropes to spring. And Hart tripped him.
Sabu's been there saying, what in the world happened? Jimmy Hart may be in a heap of trouble. Is Sabu heading out?
Hart left immediately after that.
I don't blame him.
He got out of here, and Sabu looked like he was going looking for it.
That guy got up his sleeve, I'm telling you, just like you called it. He reached out when Lawler whipped him in, hooked that leg, dumped him on his face. Mm-hmm. Lawler caught him with an elbow when he was down and got the cover on him. So Jerry Lawler retains his Southern Heavyweight title against Sabu. And that time, once again, Dave?
Time on it was 6 minutes, 36 seconds.
6 minutes, 36 seconds. Never can tell about Jimmy Hart. That's for living proof right there. We're going to take time out. Be back in just a moment. Yeah, I was sitting here. Looking, we have been waiting on the fabulous ones. What is it, Jimmy?
Let me say something right now. You know, I just want to say this one more time. Lawler, $10,000 bonus money if you sign with the family right now. I promise you we can get rid of Dillon. We can get rid of everybody right now, once and for all. You saw what I did to Sabu a while ago.
Yeah, I did.
I won the match for you, Jerry Lawler, and the people saw me win the match for you right now. My heart is in the right place. And don't ever say I'm nervous about anything, because I'm not. But $10,000 if you sign with me. Think it over, King. That's all I wanted to say, Russell.
Thank you, Jimmy, for keeping it briefer than I have heard you be in the last 5 years. We've got, an interesting thing you'll want to see on the Universal Heartthrob, Austin Idol. Let's take a look at it.
We've got a music video here, Austin Idol being profiled. Sure, music assist. I think it's Do You Wanna Touch Me? So we're seeing Austin Idol pummeling the likes of Ken Patera, Joe LaDuke, and I've seen him sitting in a hot tub, putting his headband on, taking his robe off, a universal heartthrob, clobbering, gambling. Here's obviously the Las Vegas, Las Vegas leg lock. This, part of the video will probably, if you watch it on YouTube, this part of the video will probably be told off because of the music on fucking YouTube, but fuck them. We do what we want, balls to the wall here. That beautiful preened hair of Austin Idol, showing that off in this video. Clobbering the assassins. Teaming with the likes of Lawler. Seeing some scenes from Vegas. Roulette table. Austin Idol enjoying what he's seen in the mirror. Teaming with Jerry Lawler and Jimmy Valiant here against Ken Patera and the Assassins. There's also in a cage match against the Moondogs. Showing off the guns in the mirror. Drops a beautiful elbow across the Assassin. V very rarely see Austin Idol in the studio. Maybe once or twice. Definitely a handful of times we've seen. We've seen, obviously, interviews and everything from different places where he's been. There must be some sort of reason why he's never in the studio. He must be somewhere else. But I tried to look and I couldn't. He couldn't see him wrestling anywhere else. But maybe on a maybe in Mid-Atlantic or something like that. Maybe. I don't know. Again, still seeing Austin Idol wailing away. Holding up my belt there.
The Universal Heartthrob, Austin Idol. And he is some kind of doer indeed with that Las Vegas leg lock. We've got a big match coming up in just a moment. We're going to have a... I don't think the Fabulous Ones are here, but Mr. Elijah Akeem and Mr. Kareem Mohammed.
Give us a microphone. Get in the back.
Listen, you stand in the back.
Get in the back.
And people like me and Mr. Mohammed going to stand in the front where we belong. Now, I'll ask you a question. The rules are, we know the rules, we are not ignorant. The rules are that if a championship match is signed, if they don't show up, they lose by default and we become champions. Am I right or wrong?
Well, fine.
Hey, they don't hear that word out you. Just be quiet. I'm talking. Just shut up.
Shut up out there when we talk.
And now, all I want you to do is this. Either you get the Fabulous Ones in the center of the ring, or you go get the belts and make us the champions.
We're giving them a little time.
Wait a minute. We know they cowards, they yellow. They didn't want to show up down here because they know they had to face us.
Here's promoter Eddie Marlin. Eddie.
Lance, these gentlemen said they know the rules. The Fabulous Ones was in my office Wednesday, signed a contract on this match. The Fabulous Ones knows the rules. Now, I know the roads are probably bad up in Kentucky. They would have been here. They faced everything they've been signed against.
You betcha.
So right now, the only thing I can do is say that we have to follow the rules.
No!
The Fabulous Ones will have to forfeit the belts.
Ooh.
Shut up!
Let me repeat that again. Eddie Marlin is saying that because of the rules on it, the Fabulous Ones have not shown up for the title defense, that the belts are forfeited, and the new Southern Tag Champions the Zambui Express, is that correct?
Okay. When you make a rule, you have to abide by it, whether you like it or not. So.
Listen, we don't want to hear that double talk out of you. Just take a walk. And what I want to say is this.
We're the champs!
We did not come all the way down here and get dressed not to wrestle anybody. You go in the back.
That's right.
And find somebody. I don't care. Jail or it don't make a... to me and Mr. Mohammed. But you go back there, and you go find somebody to get in that ring with Mr. Mohammed and Mr. Elijah, because we didn't come all this way to watch you and these geeks out here make all this noise. We came to wrestle and to beat up on somebody, because we do it and we do it well.
We've already been told that you've got the belt, you're the Southern Tag Champs. I would think that would make you happy enough. You are the new AW.
You don't like that.
Hey,
you act like you don't like it.
I don't like to see anything won on a forfeit in there.
That's right. We want them in.
If they'd have been here, they'd have given you...
Listen. We don't want to hear that double talk out of you. You got that? Like I told you when I came out here, me and Mr. Mohammed and my kind have listened to your double talk long enough. It's time for action. So get it in the middle of the ring.
Okay, well, we would heartily agree with the fact that... the fight that he just had with Sabu, which turned out to be a handful, and rather peculiar situation on the end of that one. But he's
old news now, Lance.
Yeah, that's old news.
What's fixing to happen? Let's talk about those world tag team titles. Okay?
Well, before you do any talking, Jerry, let me let you take a listen to what Big Ken Patera and Crusher Blackwell had to say about this. Okay, here we are.
And let me start this, because I have something to say to the international heartthrob, Austin Idol. Well, when we get through with you, nothing's going to be throbbing, boy, except your watermelon head. Just remember, back in September, you got lucky and injured my left knee. And I told you, when I had the opportunity to pay you back, I was going to pay you back dearly. but you didn't have the guts to get in the ring with me alone. So you went out and got the king, Jerry Lawler. Double our pleasure, Jerry. Double our pleasure. We're not only going to break some legs or arms or necks, we're going to break your spine. Because just remember, what happened to the Rock and Roll Express? They were the only two that had the guts to get in the ring with us. And it made you two look like fools. So now you have made a foolish mistake by accepting our challenge.
You know, we put the world tag team titles on the line. The world heavyweight champions. The greatest team in the world today. And we're going against some heartthrob and somebody that calls himself the king. Well, the only king I know of from Memphis, they have tours at his mansion now. And I'm not talking about Jerry Lawler. And let me tell y'all boys one thing. We put the challenge out to y'all just because this man right here wanted to get Austin Idol in the ring. And boy, we're going to snap your leg. And Mr. Lawler, we're going to crush your crown. And when we get through doing that, we're liable to break your back or something else.
Just remember, then, we're going to crush his crown while his head's still in it.
Couple of enjoyable young men.
Wait, this is January, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Why are those guys dressed for trick-or-treating is what I want to know. As far as I can understand.
Oh, Jimmy, will you leave things well enough alone?
Stay right there. Stay there. Hold it.
Jimmy Hart, one more time.
Wait a minute. King, I know you're not blind. You heard Dylan's interview a while ago. Am I right or wrong? Did you not hear his interview? And I'm telling you, Baby Conga, the Sabu, they're on their way, man. They are here now. Now. You're talking about the future a while ago, baby. Let's talk about what's fixing to happen, man. I've come out here week after week. Now, listen to me. I know that if you look at this, like, now, did I not prove to you a while ago, my heart's in the right place. Look at this. You had a Southern title match right there against Sabu. Did I not help you win that match?
Is that what that
look
was
at the,
all
look
about?
Look at the match with Austin Idol a couple of weeks ago. Look at that match. Did I not help you win that match to get your title shot? Jimmy Hart did that. My heart is in the right place. This is a magazine that Killer Carl Crook picked up for me on the stand. A new issue, not a local. I want you to get a close-up now because I want you to see this. What does it say? One-on-one. One-on-one right there. Who is it? Jimmy Hart and Jerry the King Lawler. We are wrestling news, baby. This is the big one right here. Why don't you wake up? I have got a check. $10,000 blank check right here. Shoot in on it. Shoot in. Right here it is. Right here. Come on. Can you get a close? Wake the guy up. Here's a check right here, baby. It's blank. I will fill it. Give me your pen, Russell. Give me your pen. Give me your pen right now. I'll give you $10,000 bonus money for signing with the family now, baby. You've got a championship match coming up. You and Austin Idol, okay? Against Ken Patera and Crusher Blackwell. Who knows Ken Patera and Crusher better than Jimmy Hart? Because I've managed both of them, and they will stop at nothing to win it. I'm telling you, Lawler, with me in your corner, I promise you, sign with me. Just listen to me and sign. I'll fill this out. I'll keep it. You think it over. That's all you got to do right now. You right now. I'll put your name right here. Right here.
Come on, Jimmy. Why don't you give it up? You've been out here. You've been bothering the man. You know how he feels about
I'll leave.
You.
There it is. The magazine. You saw it, baby. You see and believe it. Not talking about the Fabs or anybody else, but Lawler and Hart. Lawler and Hart, baby. We're news. We can be the biggest thing ever in professional wrestling. I've told you that a million times. If you just listen.
Are you that worried about J.J. Dillon?
Isn't that something?
Huh? You that worried about J.J. Dillon?
Or it looks like he may be trying to get behind your skirts in order to protect himself from J.J. Dillon or something.
Yeah, he's worried. He's rightly so. You know, a few things that he says is true. He is worried about J.J. Dillon. J.J. Dillon has plans of coming in here and taking over this area. Not only me, but Jimmy Hart. So he is running scared. The other thing he said that's true is Ken Patera and Crusher Blackwell will stop at nothing to win a match. And that's what I have to concern myself with right now. I couldn't accept Hart in my corner anyway because Austin Idol's going to be my partner. And he hates Hart just about as much as I do and as much as the rest of these people does. So, you know, I realize he's scared. He's showing his true colors right now. That yellow streak down his back is getting just a little bit wider. He's flashing all kind of money around because his future and his whole livelihood is in jeopardy right now.
The only thing I'll say about him, Jerry... He does have the wherewithal when he's around that ring to give you a little edge, and nobody knows it better than you in the fact that that Hart, that son of a gun, always comes up with something.
Was he got I'm you not, on his payroll, too?
I'm not selling for him. I'm just telling you.
Sounds like
that,
it.
Hart, we've seen him win a lot of matches for a lot of guys.
And I've seen him lose a lot of them right on the end of this right here, brother. And
that's
as far
true.
As I'm concerned, that's the way it's going to stay.
I agree with that.
Well, let me just say this. Talking about Ken Patera and Crusher Blackwell, they will, coming up Tuesday night, have to do anything and everything if they're planning on keeping those belts. Because I've been talking with Austin Idol, and, you know, I've gone through a lot of setbacks, and I've gone through a lot of heartbreak and a lot of disappointment over the AWA World Heavyweight Championship, and I'm not going to go through all of that again. We're coming there Tuesday night for one thing, and that is to walk out of those rings, out of that ring with those tag team belts that Blackwell and Patera prize so dearly. So, Blackwell, Patera, you better call Hart. You better get that wimp in your corner if you think he can do you any good. But even Hart or Bobby Heenan or that Sheik you got as a manager, none of them's going to do you any good because the Universal Heartthrob, Austin Idol, and the King are ready, and we're going to be the champions Tuesday night.
Quite a tag team, Lawler and Idol. I'll tell you that for a living fact. And this may be the toughest defense of a title that Blackwell and Ken Patera have ever had. Not to say that the Rock and Roll Express didn't get in there and give it everything they had. They got off to a bad start, and brother, when you're going against two of the strongest guys in the country, let me tell you, that is fatal. Let's take a look at some of the highlights of that match.
Tag champions. So we're seeing a match between the Rock and Roll Express going up against Ken Patera and Jerry Blackwell. AWA World Tag Team Champions. Patera now Clobber and Robert Morton. Robert Gibson, I do apologise, sorry, Robert Gibson. Ken Patera with his lovely blonde hair and black beard. Jay Blackwell now in, clobbering again on Gibson. The mayor of Stone Mountain, Georgia. Crusher Blackwell, black singlet, black boots. We see Crusher Blackwell over on Hamburg All Stars in 1976. A young Crusher Blackwell. Dropping Gibson over the knee of Ken Patera. Ken Patera is still on the outs. He's still on the apron, but he's just putting his knee through the rope. Great tag team work here by the members of Sheik Adnan Al-Kaisi's group. Oh, gosh, the Blackwell with a big splash in the corner on Gibson. Gibson is down. Gosh, the Blackwell. Big splash to the back of Gibson. Ken Patera is now in, and we're going to get a tag in. Ricky Morton's in. The crowd are going bananas. So is Ricky Morton, sorry. Rock and Roll Express have got the champions in the corner, and they, big back push up here by Blackwell on Patera. Oh, knee drop by Gibson goes for the cover, but Jerry Blackwell's trying to get Morton out of the ring. Crusher Blackwell, and a big splash to the back again of Robert Gibson. Ken Patera turns over Gibson. 1, 2, 3.
Crap and crew, the Rock and Roll Express, they just had a lot of bulk and a lot of strength. And as I said, they got off to a very bad start early, and that was too much. Okay, we're going to take time out. We've got more championship wrestling. Back to it in just a moment. Going to be that Mantell Savage match. We have some highlights out of the last meeting. Let's look at it.
So we're seeing highlights now of Mantell versus Savage. Savage attacking Mantell behind the bell is rung. Oh, Mantell thrown to the outside. Macho Man now going outside after him. This is a no disqualification match. Oh, big right hand by Savage. Savage wearing turquoise trunks with Macho Man on the back. Ramming Mantell into the post that holds the rope up around the ringside area. Metal post. Oh! Mantell has got his t-shirt over his head. Savage now rams Mantell into the hard wooden steps. Puts the steps over Mantell, stomps away on him. Macho Man Savage like a man possessed here. Back in the ring. Oh, big right hand by Savage. Angelo Poffo, I think, is on the outside. Is that some fan? I'm not sure. Oh, yes, Poffo. Randy's dad on the outside, giving him a cheerleading exercise. Mantell getting absolutely bad here. I think he's bleeding. I think he's bleeding above the eye. One, two. No disqualification, but a foot on the rope breaks the pin hold. I don't know. Yeah. Slings like clothesline there by Savage. Then goes Mantell. One, two. Kick out by Mantell. That fucking count by Morton's absolutely atrocious. Savage going for the cover again. One, two. Foot on the rope again. I don't understand how that breaks a hold and no disqualification, like as I said, but Mantell kicks Savage with his head down. Mantell finally gets to take his t-shirt off. Big kick by Mantell. Right hand. Right hand again by Dutch. And again. Savage scurries to the outside. Mantell's following him now. Big right hand by Dutch. And again. And again. Kicks and punches everything. Mantell going absolutely ape shit on our Randy Savage here. Mantell with a atomic drop. Off the ropes. Big right hand. Down goes Savage. Off the ropes. Angelo Poffo grabbed the legs. One, two, three. Savage with a handful of tights.
Tough bout, I want to tell you that. About the upcoming match between Savage and Mantell, the Dutchman had some comments to make, and Randy Macho Man Savage also had some comments to make. Let's take a listen to both of those.
You know, what I have to say today is not going to take me all day long to say it, because I'm going to say it right up front. Now, I've been thinking about Randy Macho Man Savage day and night, because he got a real good pop on me last Monday. And Savage, I hope you're happy, and I hope you're proud. And you've been running around gloating, telling everybody you got a good piece of the Dutchman. Well, you better be glad, baby, because it might be your last time to gloat, buddy. Because I'm going to tell you one thing, Savage. I've talked to some people this week, and I've come to one conclusion. Now, baseball players go into slumps, basketball players go into slumps, and wrestlers are no different. They go into slumps, too, and I've been in a real bad slump lately. And I've asked several people how to come out of it. But I have come to the conclusion of this right here. Savage, if I can't beat you, you low-life, egg-sucking dog, if I can't beat you, I don't have any business wrestling in Memphis. And the reason is, these people have been real good to me, and they've supported me. And I feel that if I can't beat you, then I don't have any business wrestling there. Because sometimes I've been thinking it might be better to go somewhere else and start fresh and start all over new to come out of this slump. And I'm backing my own self in the corner, Savage. Not you. You're not backing me anywhere. I'm backing my own self in the corner. And I'm going to come out here and tell you and tell all the people that if I don't beat you Tuesday night, you low-life, egg-sucking jerk, I'm going to say this. I will not wrestle in the Coliseum anymore. Because, Savage, you're not that good. And I can beat you. But to back up what I said, if I don't, you people won't see me wrestle in that Coliseum anymore.
Step aside. Let somebody else have a chance. Step aside.
We heard a rumor, man. We heard a rumor, didn't we? Yeah!
He's gonna leave town if he loses. Leave town. We don't care what you do with your personal life. Step aside, Dutch Mantell. Let somebody else have a chance to take this belt away from the Macho Man.
NWA, Mid-American Heavyweight Champion, yeah, looking at you through the video scope. Memphis, Tennessee is Macho Man country. Lance Russell, darn I a great announcer, yeah! Don't you think that I should be doing the Tonight Show, the Macho Man Randy Savage? Too bad I'm such a wonderful athlete, yeah. Dutch Mantell, tell you what, we heard a rumor that if you don't beat the Macho Man Randy Savage in Memphis, Tennessee, in Macho Man country, you're leaving town, so you might as well get your bags packed right now, start the car, and start driving back to Texas, yeah!
Dutch Mantell.
You can't beat me. No,
Dutch Mantell,
man.
You're real good, me. Dutch Mantell. But the Macho Man is better. Much better.
NWA, Mid-American Heavyweight Champion, yeah. Looking at you, Dutch Mantell. Pack your bags and leave. No, because you can't beat me. Jerry the Queen Lawler. Looking at you right now. Do you see something, Lawler, man, Memphis, Tennessee? Macho Mania, yeah. Macho Mania.
Step aside, Dutchman.
Macho Mania, man.
Step aside.
Macho Mania, NWA, Mid-American Heavyweight Champion, yeah.
It's going to be a battle, I'll tell you that for a fact. We've got now an opportunity. Well, wait a minute. Let me stop here. Is Eddie? Yes, sir. Eddie?
Lance, I feel bad about what would happen on the Fabulous Ones belts.
Well, I know we all would have liked to seen about Eddie, but there's nothing you could do about it, and you had to enforce the rules.
Well, we can still see the bout. I hadn't been able to talk to them. I don't know where they're at, but we're going to change that match Tuesday night. I'll change the match when it comes up. Where it'll be the Fabulous Ones.
They're scheduled to go against Killer Karl Kroop and Sabu, and so you were going to change that?
The Fabulous Ones against the Zambo Express.
For the Southern Tag Title?
Right.
All right. Now, we'll get to see them at least have their day in the ring in there instead of having it legally. I know you had to do what you do, but I appreciate that, Eddie. I think that is very good. We'll give you a summary on that in just a moment. Right now, Dave's going to tell you about the out-of-town.
We have lots of action coming up around the...
Well, it didn't come out exactly the way we had figured. We were looking for two title matches. We did have the Southern Heavyweight title, but we apologize about the Southern Tag. I feel very badly for the Fabulous Ones. They're obviously tough transportation problems or something. They did not make it and ended up forfeiting the Southern
That's
belts.
Right. They lose the belts by forfeiture since they were not able to appear. So Zambui Express, the new Southern Tag Team Champions, they now have the belts. And we also today on Championship Wrestling saw Rick Rude, a new member of Jimmy Hart's first family who came in here. He defeated Jerry Gray in his match in about 2.5 minutes. It was King Konga from the streets of New York defeating Robert Reed. Then Jerry Lawler going against Sabu, the Wild Man. And in this one, Lawler had the Southern Heavyweight title on the line. Lawler retains that belt. He won the match when Jimmy Hart tripped.
With an assist from Sabu. Jimmy Hart. You got to call it like it is. That's
kind of strange, but Lawler does retain the belt. He is still the champion.
So, ladies and gentlemen, that's it. We've just witnessed the 21st of January 1984 edition of Memphis.